Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington this afternoon. He's meeting with President Biden at the White House before addressing a joint session of Congress tonight.
CBS News correspondent Pamela Falk is on our news line. Pam, what is President Zelensky hoping to accomplish with this visit?
Well, he was hoping to accomplish more aid, but the White House did announce a major package just as he was arriving. So I think the main thing now is to say thank you and to make sure that the next Congress, both the House and the Senate in the United States, are as supportive as the last one has been. So in advance of his trip, the State Department announced almost $2 billion, $1.85 billion in U.S. military assistance and the first transfer of a Patriot air defense system, and that's what he was looking for.
Yeah, he's been asking for that for months.
Right.
Tell us how important that is, why those Patriot missiles are of such importance to Ukraine.
It's very important. Right now, Ukraine is somewhere between 30 to 40% of all their power has been cut off because of all the missiles, of the drones, and the attacks that are targeting their infrastructure and civilians. So what the Patriot system can do is bring down cruise missiles, short-range ballistic missiles, and aircraft at a significantly higher ceiling than any of the previously provided air defense systems, and the U.S. has offered to train the Ukrainian forces on how to operate it. So it puts the Ukrainians in a much better position at a time when, here at the U.N., the Secretary General said he doesn't see peace talks on the horizon, and the Russians are amping up both their military personnel and the attacks, that everyone expects something to go not only around the country as it has, but a possible attack on Kyiv again.
And Pam, real quick before we let you go, both presidents stressed that the war is entering a new phase with winter setting in.
Yes, exactly. And President Biden, in this beautiful setting with the fireplace in the background and the red carpet leading to the White House, said that Putin is using winter as a weapon. And that's exactly what's happening. Winter has begun in Ukraine. It's freezing. And people without power don't have heat. They don't have hot water. And the hospitals aren't supplied. So the combination is just devastating for civilians in Ukraine.
All right, Pam, thanks for the update.